Brian, budget done, $1 billion surplus. Speaker described this as a Republican budget, so is this a Republican budget?
Well, he's absolutely right. It is a Republican budget. The Democrats brought forward a budget that would have spent our state into a tax increase or the type of bankruptcy that we see going on around the rest of the nation. This was a frugal budget. It was tough to say no to special interests, but we have $1 billion reserves, no tax increase now, no tax increase in 2 years, still funding education with increases in higher ed and other key government functions.
Is there a risk when you say that, Brian, because when teachers, if they do, start to get laid off, you know, Democrats are going to say, yes, it was a Republican budget?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that there's going to be tough choices to be made at the local school level. There are. But when you look at other states that are cutting education by 16%, they're furloughing prisoners, they're putting state employees out on the street, handing out IOUs, as they are in California, to those who are applying for benefits. This is a responsible budget. We're living within our means, no tax increases, no taxes increases in 2 years, yet funding critical programs.
Does it bother you that you folks just basically avoided a government shutdown by about 7 hours?
Yeah, it's really unconscionable that we got this result at the last minute. We could have been here 2 months ago. The budget that spent everything but a few million dollars brought forward by the Democrats received 27 votes that night out of 100. It's clear that the vast majority of Republicans and a good handful of Democrats here in the House believe that this is the right way to go.
Does this system work or does it fail?
Well,
I know people are kind of angry.
Well, you bet they're angry, and a lot of legislators are angry about it too. It's about leadership. We faced similar difficult circumstances on different issues. Here in 2005, when I was Speaker, we ended our business on time. It's the majority's responsibility to do that. The majority could not fulfill their responsibility during the regular session. We got it done in the special session. Sorry it's June 30th, but the taxpayer's the winner.
What does this say for next year? When folks have to come back in January, they issue property tax caps, and whether that's going to be on the ballot. It's also an election year. There's possible the CIB might be back, depending on what sort of plays out over the next few months. What is this vote for when you guys come back in January?
Well, I have to tell you, after 6 months, I think everybody's just ready to go home and get a little time in with their constituents and their families and at their work. So we'll worry about next November as it approaches.
Is this really a bailout for CIB, or is this not enough?
This is a Band-Aid for the Capital Improvement Board. There's going to have to be some very serious work done by the city and the mayor to revamp that organization. They're going to have much fewer means to work with. I think the program that was adopted tonight is a good short-term measure, but they're going to have to put together a long-term plan to solve the city's problems.
Thank you.
Sorry, Brian.